presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, which this week comes to you from the Royal Shakespeare Theatre in historic Stratford-upon-Avon. Stratford is, of course, world-renowned as a centre of theatrical excellence, and interestingly, tonight's teams have all been members of the RSC. Or was it the AA? I don't know. Anyway, they are on my left. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. On my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. Sadly, our regular scorer, the delightful Samantha, has been filming a new comedy of errors directed by Ken Russell. She doesn't know the film's title yet, but I'm assured it's well up to his usual standard. And, of course, any young actress that's worked with Mr. Russell will be familiar with his famous Lear. However, we're very pleased to welcome back her replacement, the man with more muscles than a well-stocked shellfish wholesaler, the magnificent Sven. Right, our first round is entitled Double Feature. Few things are as evocative as a great film title. Citizen Kane, Gone with the Wind, Death Wish 4, Audience Nil. However, due to the continuing poverty of the British film industry, directors are now being encouraged to make new films from the remains of two or more old ones. So, teams, I'd like you please to suggest the titles of some possible film remakes. Willie, will you start, please?
National Velvet, To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Judy Newmar, Get Carter, you have racing from Newmarket.
Graham?
Yes, if you put together 12 Angry Men, 9.5 weeks, and Fellini's 8.5, you'd get 30-something.
Tim?
If you combine Dumbo, Road to Morocco, Raging Bull, and Adventures of Noddy, you get Big Ears Gets Road Rage in Toy Town.
Barry?
Combining Breaker Morant and Gone with the Wind. A new film called Who Done It?
Okay, any more?
Last of the Mohicans, Red October, Some Like It Hot, Pocahontas, Last of the Red Hot Pokers.
If you combine Superman, Kelly's Heroes, The French Connection, Al Capone, Fantastic Voyage, Man with the X-Ray Eyes, Princess and the Pea, Nightmare Alley, and The Duchess and the Dustman, you get Super Kelly French. I won't bother finishing that.
Any more? Right, well, our next round is called Dropout Song, which might imply that there'll be dropout singing. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. None of them can sing a note. I shall play in a selection of gramophone recordings, teams, which I'd like you to accompany. DJ Sven has his hand poised over my reproduction equipment. And at my signal, he'll twist the knob, causing everything to drop out. If when the music returns, you're closer than a gnat's semi-quaver to the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean prizes. What do points mean? Now go and invade Czechoslovakia. Come back, madam, I'm only joking. This week's prize is just the thing to keep the animal lover warm at night. It's this lovely hot water buffalo. Barry, I'd like you to start by accompanying Al Jolson singing Swanee.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you, I want to be.
The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you, yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be.
Is there a fuss after this?
In D-I-X, I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me. Now I'm the Swanee. The folks up north will...
Bang on the right beat. Unfortunately, in the wrong key. Your turn, Graham, now. Would you please accompany Andy Stewart singing Donald, Where's Your Trousers?
I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm nobody big and I'm awful shy. And the lasses shout when I go by, Donald, where's your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low. Through the streets in a kilt I'll go. All the lasses say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? A lassie took me to a ball, and it was slippery in the hall, and I was fit that I would fall, for I had me on my trousers. At the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in a kilt I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers?
Willie, I'd like you to accompany both Ann Ziegler and Webster Booth singing We'll Gather Lilacs.
We'll gather lilacs in the spring again, and walk together down an English drain, until our hearts have learned to sing again. When you come home once more,
adjust to truss.
An evening by the firelight's glow, you'll hold me close and never let me go.
Uncanny, uncanny.
Your eyes will tell me
all I want to know. When you come home.
Finally, Tim, would you please accompany Adam and the Ants singing Prince Charming?
To have you boom, back, Tim, alongside
boom,
me.
Don't you ever stop being dandy, showing me you're handsome.
You've been away
don't
too
you
long,
ever, don't you ever stop being dandy, showing me you're handsome. Prince Charming, ridicule is nothing to be scared of. Don't you ever stop being dandy, showing me you're handsome. Boom, 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 boom. Don't you ever lower yourself, forgetting all your standards.
I don't know.
I got out of the habit of prayer until I had... I have to sit here waiting for that damn tape to come back in. Anyway, the next round is called Word for Word. Any team members must take it in turns to say a word that's completely and utterly unconnected with the last. So, for example, if Oliver Reed is followed by sober, that would be perfectly okay. The opposing team should challenge if they notice a connection. Okay, Tim and Willie, will you start, please?
Peace.
Suds.
Lock.
Suitcase.
Boulder.
Nonsense.
Moribund.
Rubbish.
Cuddling.
Lamp.
Kissing.
Toupee.
Colitis.
Frisbee.
Doubt.
Challenge there from Barry.
I didn't hear what Willie said.
Nor did I. very seldom do.
And I can't remember. I think I said toupee, but I can't remember. We may have to have an action playback.
Trivial.
Yes, I did.
Well, I don't know, but just for a change, Barry will, and Graham, will you take it up, please?
Plebeian. Plinth.
Challenge from Willie.
It's fair to say that Plinth Charles is plebeian.
Only in China. No.
Right.
Go on, Tim.
Jockstrap.
Challenge from Graham.
There's a connection between jock and strap, surely.
Not on the newer models.
Okay, on.
Pedestal.
Antimacassar.
Trumpet.
Truss.
Challenge from Tim.
My auntie used to play the trumpet. Not many people have antimacassars, but I did. All right.
Well, with that game poised evenly, it's time to play the game called Sound Charades. This is run on similar lines to the TV show that put Lionel Blair where he is today, visiting his aunt in Solihull. In this round, each team will act out the titles of a well-known book, film, TV or radio program for the others to guess. The difference is that in our version, team members are permitted the use of their mouths. Barry and Graham, you're to start, and your title will be shortly broadcast to our theatre audience via the laser-projected, digitally enhanced, satellite-linked, computer-generated display screen, so thoughtfully provided by our hosts. Meanwhile, here's the mystery voice... Here's the mystery voice for you listening at home.
QED. QED.
Okay, tell us what it is.
A TV programme. Three words.
Very real sense, three words.
Here we go.
I want some scratch cards.
Edie, be patient. Join that line of people.
How am I... How am I going to get my scratch cards?
Go and stand behind that person over there, Edie.
What do I do? I'm 84, you know.
Stand in the line. How else can I put it?
There was a sort of billiard thing there. Was it Q? Is the word Q?
Is Q in the... No, it's not in the title. We've got more applause. So it is. Oh. Q. Fuck you. Three words, television.
Clues in the question.
Yep.
Question of Q. No.
Dr. Q.
Q. Is that a whole word or is it part of a word?
Could be.
Q. Auto Q.
Q is all you get.
Can you eat it?
Above or below the waist?
I don't think we're going to get this. We're bored. Well, give us another cue.
Try some of the names of the characters in the sketch.
Edie Q. Q-E-D. I would question that that's three letters.
Three words.
Three words.
Three words.
Quod erat demonstrandum.
Not in the title. It's QED.
Terrible. If you've got a query, Tim, ask the lady in the audience. She's taken over the chairmanship. Right, it's your turn now, Tim and Willie. Your title is going up on the laser display. And here's the mystery voice for our listeners at home.
River dance. River dance.
EDQ.
It's another game called anagrams, isn't
what
it?
What is it, Tim and Willie?
Are you starting, Willie?
Science. Oh,
all right, starting.
All right. One-word stage show theatre.
Yes. Oh, what do we do? Alas, we have Torville and Dean and the ice has melted.
Oh,
bloop, 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 bloop.
One word.
One word.
It's quite enough.
Is there a sinking connotation in the word?
Melting?
No.
No.
Thaw?
No.
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 Wet.
Sorry, I was saying no. Wet? You say wet?
Wet?
Yes, wet.
Water. Oh. Lake.
Get out your thesaurus.
Lake.
Lock. Lock. Puddle.
No.
Pond.
What are we on the banks of?
Avon.
What sort of a geographical...
That would have been
beach.
River dance.
Yeah!
Right, well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first, I notice we've been inundated by a card from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. Dear Dr. Clare, she writes, so pleased to hear that Tim Brooke Taylor is back. Without him, the show was like Hamlet without the balcony scene. Thank you, Mrs. Trellis. How true. On with the game, teams, which this week, in honour of our visit to Stratford-upon-Avon, will be played according to Tudor court rules. As many will know, this was the version of the game formally adopted by Henry VIII and one which Shakespeare himself is likely to have played. Obviously, the playing area was considerably smaller than today, and many streets were effectively out of bounds due to plague. But it's basically the same as the modern game. According to the popular Arden edition of the Tudor court rulebook, at the passing of the codpiece, 'tis the holder who may nominate, except when... except when out of croup. Well, I have with me the required piece of cod, which I shall now pass to you. Tim Brooke Taylor, will you start, please?
Tyburn. I'm handing the piece of cod to Barry.
Right. Received. I'm not in croup, am I, because of them?
No.
Right.
No.
Just got Curzon Street.
Pass us the fish, then.
I will lob.
But you...
What sort of radio show is it where you have to make your own sound effect? And quite frankly, a cod landing on a desk is bloody difficult. I don't know.
As you proved, so yes. Effectively.
Carry on, Willie.
Northumberland Avenue.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Ooh. This is haddock, isn't it?
It was cod over here when it landed.
It doesn't travel well.
Globe Lane.
Oh.
Pudding. You're right, it is Haddock Lane.
Ah.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Hay Hill.
He's out of croup, isn't he?
Croup.
I'm thinking, wait a minute. Well, it's a moot point. I'm going to rule that he's not, because it's a borderline case.
Okay.
Carry on, Willie, then.
Gin Alley. That fish is still breathing.
It's about the only thing that is.
Southwark Road.
Tower Hamlets.
Pie Corner.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Go on, Willie, go for it.
Let's have a glass of water first. No, excuse me.
You're out of time, Willie.
Morning, sir.
Oh, go on if you must.
No, I don't like to now. It's sort of soon. I prefer to accept that Mornington Crescent.
That was a bit of an anti-climax on the whole, wasn't it? Really? But then it used to be in the 16th century. Anti-climax is...
Lemming, Lemming.
She and Macassar.
Yes. Yes. Macassar. Always used to come at Christmas. Climax and Macassar. Here they come.
During your absence, Tim, how were things in the Betty Ford Clinic? It seems another week or two might do you a little good.
It's time now for a round of limericks. The simple rhyme scheme that still has devotees flocking to the Irish town of Stanza. Teams, I shall furnish you each with a fruitful first line, which I'd like you to continue in limerick form, taking one line each. We're going to start with you, Tim. That potty old monarch, King Lear,
was a martyr to chronic diarrhea.
He'd sit on his throne.
Emit a loud groan.
And nobody else would go near.
Here's one for you, Barry. Oh, dear. That warrior Coriolanus
did several things that were heinous.
He tortured the cat.
Set fire to my hat.
And now he's been sick in my trainers.
Willie, here's one for you. That jealous old soldier, Othello.
That jealous old soldier, Othello, let out a stentorian bellow.
He fell on his sword
and shouted, "Oh, God."
That's the last time that I'll play the cello.
Finally, Graham, here's yours. At an orgy, old Julius Caesar
met a virgin and tried hard to please her.
She said, "My name is Mimi.
Are you pleased to see me?"
Or is that the Tower of Pisa?
It's now time for a round called Just a Minute. It's a musical version of Just a Minute with Nicholas Parsons, which consists of hilarious stumbling attempts at broken speech on any given subject while the panelists wait for him to finish his introduction. Teams, I'd like each of you to perform a song of my choosing without repetition, hesitation, deviation, or repetition. Buzzers are provided for the non-singers to challenge. And take note, teams, that excess buzzing may drown out the piano accompaniment of Colin Sell. With any luck. Incidentally, Colin doesn't restrict himself just to playing the piano. In fact, he's recently been excelling himself with the cornet. Although, if anyone prefers, he does carry mivvies and chock ices. Right. The song is Run, Rabbit, Run. And Graham, will you start, please?
On the farm, every Friday, on the farm, it's Rabbit Friday. Friday that ever
comes
from
long. Oh, was that a chat?
Yeah, it was. He did say on the farm twice, didn't he?
And Friday.
Yeah. Am I being too literate? Is it because I've been at this clinic that I suddenly see the world clearly?
No, you're right. I thought I could get away with it.
But yeah.
That's the first time, actually, that there's been a correct challenge for it. I think it's 7.5 years, and I've forgotten what we actually do now. Tim, pick it up.
So every Thursday that ever comes along, I get up early and sing this little song. Move it, furry creature, flee, lapper on your bike, hasten, go. Move it, bugs, flee, flopsy, mopsy, on your way. I'm going to have to go on. I heard a buzz. I definitely heard a buzz.
Challenge from Graham.
Deviation. He didn't sing Run Rabbit.
He didn't. No, he didn't.
No, but you pick it up. You'd already
saving it, weren't you?
Yeah.
Clever
it doesn't
move.
Matter where you do it.
Are you sure?
That's not what I heard.
That's what the policeman's told me, isn't it? It's what you do.
It's your turn, Willie.
Bang, crash, wallop, whoop. Go the farmer's gun. Lope, possum, sprint. Kangaroo, jump, lurch, lope. Oh, my God, he's back to run. Run, rabbit.
You see? Teamwork.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Challenge from Graham.
Oh, we had rabbit in rabbit pie at the beginning.
All right. I accept that.
Well, that was fun. Let's have another game. I wish they wouldn't make me say that was fun all the time. I'll decide if it was fun or not. Well, the best is yet to come, but before we run the closing credits, there's just time, I notice, for a quick round of Painter's Songbook. So while Sven nips out to practice his stroke technique, I'd like you teams, please, to suggest some titles of songs likely to prove popular with an audience of painters. Start with you, Graham.
Rembrandts Keep Falling on My Head.
A happy day goes here again.
When the red, red Rubens comes boo, boo, boobins along.
Money, money, many.
Minimalist the Moocher.
And there's Damien Hirst's new single, How Much Is That Doggy in Formaldehyde?
The Boogie Woogie Broigle Boy.
When the Pre-Raphaelites Go On Again All Over the World.
Just a Van Gogh and Doris. Annie, go and sit right down and paint a can of letter.
Life is just a Botticelli.
Still alive is the name of the frame.
Michelangelo, the boat, hallelujah.
And using painters in the widest sense, never mind the Dulux, it's the Sex Pistols.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Yellow chair, up high in banana tree. That's...
There'll be a note about that in Radio Times.
Well, as the still warm seat of eternity is lifted by the Char Lady of Time. Before she brandishes aloft the toilet duck of destiny. I notice it's the end of the show. So from Sven, the teams, and myself, goodbye.
Silver of Ten, Barry Trier, Graham Garden, and Willie Rushton have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.